أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone today? Good, alhamdulillah, good. Good, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Were you guys waiting for your class? Were you guys excited for your class? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, we are going to get started and just like each class, I remind you guys to be attentive and to have a wonderful experience for the online class. We need to be very cooperative, right? We need to be good listeners. We need to be respectful for our parents as well as our classmates who are here today with us, inshallah. And your active participation is going to be awesome and you guys are going to be excellent today. Inshallah. Inshallah. So I hope all of you had a wonderful time in between the classes. Like we had a class on Monday and we did not meet on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm assuming you guys enjoyed your time. You guys reviewed whatever you had learned before. And inshallah, you're going to get some new lessons and some new things to learn today. Okay? And there is also one exciting part which I was really, really looking forward to. I hope you guys remember that. Okay? Inshallah, in a moment, I will be asking you guys and I will be requesting you guys for that. Okay? So before we get started, the very first thing I would like you to write your full name and write the word present with your name so that I know who is in our class today. Just as a reminder, you guys have already received your ID, the IDs that were given through Nurufran Institute. And if you have not checked your emails, please go ahead and check your IDs and enter the class with your IDs. That's going to be really helpful, especially for the teachers to know who the student is, right? I can see some of you are in the rooms with just some digits, with some numbers. I don't know who this is. So it would be great if you can join the class with your IDs, okay? For now, I would like you to write your name and write down present so that I know who is in the class. Okay, so once you're finished, inshallah, we are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this time and give barakah in this time. Because I really want to make use of this time. I want this time to be a fun time as well as a learning time for you and as well as for myself too, inshallah. So are you guys ready to begin? Yes, okay, so fasten your seatbelts and you guys are going to get started. okay. Yes, I have one student who is asking me to wait. Okay, you can take your time and be ready because remember I asked you guys to memorize the translation because I will be giving you guys a chance today to come on mic and say the translation, inshallah. Okay, how many of you got a chance to memorize 3 verses with translation? I would just say the translation. Alhamdulillah. There are lots. Mashallah. Okay, who got the chance to memorize the whole surah with the translation? Okay, and when I say translation, that means only translation. Yes, mashallah. Very good. Very good. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so if you think you are ready, okay, when I say ready, that means you are ready with your headsets, you are ready what you're going to be saying, because I'm not going to be asking you to say the whole translation for Surah Fatiha, but I will be asking you to say maybe first two verses, and then next person can say the next two verses. Okay? So inshallah, before we get started, we need to make sure that we are safe from whom? From the enemy, right? And who is the enemy? Shaitan, right? Shaitan is our enemy. What do we need to say? We need to say ta'awudh. Let's say it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Okay. And the translation is, I seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, the cursed one. How many of you have memorized the translation of Ta'awudh? MashaAllah, lots of you. Very good. In order to make a habit of saying Ta'awudh, we need to know the translation, right? Inshallah. So let's say one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Okay, let's see who is going to say the translation for me today. I would like you to raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand so that I can ask you to say the translation for Ta'awudh only. Okay, I can see Fuzail. Okay, Fuzail. I'm trying to unmute your mic here. Okay. I don't know why is this not working for me right now. Okay. Let's see. Noor. Okay. So maybe we can wait for a few seconds until the mic gets unmuted and we can move on towards our next thing. What do we say? What do we say after Ta'awudh? What is the thing that we need to say after Ta'awudh? Very good. We need to say Tasmiyah. MashaAllah. Okay, and how many of you have memorized the translation for Tasmiyah? Very good. I can see lots of you saying me, mashallah. That means you guys have memorized the translation, mashallah. Okay, let's say it together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And who is the most gracious and most merciful? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious and he is the one who is most merciful. Subhanallah. Allah is the one who showers his blessings on us. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Moving on. Let's do a quick review. Okay. And we can allow people to take the mics afterwards. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise and thanks to Allah and Allah who is the Lord of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the universe. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious and he is the one who is most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, the only honor, the day of judgment. And who is the honor and who is the one who is going to be give us the reward on the day of judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only honor of the day of judgment. Subhanallah. He is the one who is going to reward us for all our deeds. Alhamdulillah. So whatever we do here, we are going to be rewarded for that. Right? Inshallah. How many of you do your daily deeds thinking that Allah is going to reward you? Allah is going to reward you for whatever you do. Alhamdulillah. 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 Okay. So moving on. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Only you we worship and only you we ask for help. And who are we asking help from? We are asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is our Lord, the one who is our Creator. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides us towards the straight path. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The way. So in previous verse, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us towards the path. The path of those whom He has bestowed. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His grace. Not the way or not the path of those who earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger and who got deviated from the right path or who went astray, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in every possible way, inshallah. So let's see who is ready right now. I'm going to ask Rayan. Okay, Rayan, I want you to say the translation of first two verses, inshallah. Okay, can you hear me, Rayan? Just type one if you can hear me. Can you hear my voice, Rayan? Okay, not enabled to? Okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this job that we are doing right now. I know most of you are ready. I'm also waiting patiently to ask you guys to say the translation. I don't know why is this system not cooperating with me right now. Okay. Okay, let's try one more time and see if this is going to cooperate with us. And I'm going to ask Ryan again. Okay, Ryan, I'm trying to unmute you. Okay, Ryan, can you hear my voice? Okay, inshallah. I don't know what is going to be Okay, alhamdulillah. We were having some issues here. Alhamdulillah, can you hear my voice right now? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I'm able to unmute Fuzail now. Fuzail, can you hear me? Go ahead and say the translation of very first two ayahs of Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, how about we all say it together?
Okay. الحمد لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious and the most merciful.
Masha Allah. Very good. Okay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises and thanks to Allah, the Lord of all universe. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious and the most merciful.
MashaAllah, very good. It was so nice hearing your voice, Fuzail. MashaAllah, you did an excellent job now. Okay, let's see, Noor. Noor, I want you to say words 4 and 5 with the translation, my dear. Noor, your voice is not clear.
Maliki Yawmiddin, the only honor, the day of judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You only we worship and you only we ask for help.
Very good, mashallah. Excellent job. Give a tap at your back, mashallah. Okay, let's give a chance to Zuhair this time. Okay, Zuhair, are you ready? Okay. Verse 6 and 7. Zuhair, are you ready? No? Okay, let's give
him. I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, which ayah was it again?
Okay, I would like you to say verse 6 and 7.
Ihdina
sirat al.
Ihdina sirat al mustaqim.
Okay, translation.
Guide us to the straight path.
MashaAllah. Do you want to say the next one too?
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you bestowed on those, not those, and your anger on those, and nor of those who went astray.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khayran kathira, mashallah. You did a good job, mashallah. Muhammad Musa. Starting from verse number 1 and 2.
Yes, Tabi. Yeah, Umeza.
Muhammad Musa, if you're ready, go ahead. Verse 1 and 2.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises and thanks belong to Allah, the Lord of the universe. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful.
Very good, MashaAllah. Very good, Muhammad Nasr. Okay, just as a reminder that for Surah Al-Fatiha, when we say verse 1, that means we need to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And verse 2 is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay, inshallah. Rayan, if you are ready, verse 2 and 3 this time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman.
The only honor the day of judgment. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You only we worship and you only we ask for help.
Very good. Okay, very good, mashallah. I would like you to stop here. Jazakallah khairan kaseera, mashallah. Very good. Okay, Muhammad bin Amir. Start from Ihdina. Okay, if you are not...
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim.
Okay, translate.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the path, the
yes, guide us to the path, and what path is that? The straight path, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Let's move on towards Farzan this time. Farzan, if you're ready, please take mic, and I would like you to say the last words. Yes, Farzan, if you're ready, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm right here. Which verse should I say, Dan?
The last verse, please.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you bestowed on those, not those earn your anger on those, and nor of those who went astray.
Very good, mashallah. Excellent job. Excellent job. I'm so proud on you guys. Zainab, okay, I want you to start from Bismillah. Zainab, my dear, where are you? Okay, I don't know if she's not ready. Maybe Sana Fatima. Go ahead, Sana.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah. In the name of Allah. The most gracious, the most merciful.
The most merciful.
Ar-Rahmanirrahim.
Alhamdu.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks to Allah, the Lord of the universe.
Very good, mashallah. Very good. So cute. Okay, Umayma. Umayma, please, I want you to say verse 3 and 4.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful, huh?
Yes, very good. Next verse. Maliki.
Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki Yawmiddin, the only owner the day of judgment.
Very good, mashallah. You were so fluent for the translation. I mean, all of you were so fluent, mashallah.
I didn't know it was my turn.
Okay. Next, I can see hand raised by Muhammad Dawar. Or is it Muhammad Dawar?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Yes, go ahead.
Do I do Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in and ihdina sirata al-mustaqim?
Yes.
Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. You only we worship and you only we ask for help.
MashaAllah. Ihdina.
Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path.
Very good, mashallah. Excellent job. Umayza? the last verse. Omeza, go ahead. Okay, I cannot hear you, Omeza. Okay, let's move on towards Muhammad Ali this time. Muhammad Ali, the last verse. Okay, so it seems like Jawad Ahmed. The last verse, please.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Very good.
The way of those on whom you bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor those who went astray.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Mashallah, you did a very good job. Aisha Safa?
Which ayah?
The very first two ayahs. Bismillah and then Alhamdulillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbish. In the name of Allah, most gracious, the most merciful. All praises and thanks to Allah, the Lord of the universe.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very good. You did a wonderful job. Very good, MashaAllah. Okay. Let's see who is ready with hand raised. Samia. Verse 3 and 4. Your voice is too low, Samia. Can you speak loud, please?
Mama! Mama! Why? The most merciful, the most gracious, the only owner of the day of the judgment.
MashaAllah. Very good. Maliki Yawmiddin, the only owner, the day of judgment. Very good, MashaAllah. Okay, so let's give two more students a chance and then we are going to be moving on. It was our next session, Arsalan. Arsalan, if you're ready, be fast, quickly. Okay. It seems like Arsalan is having some issues.
Anam, good answer. My name is Anam.
Yes, I verse number 4 and 5. Sorry, 5 and 6.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Because
6 months will already be finished.
I don't know what is translation.
Can you hear it fully? Okay, which number I have to call for?
Okay, Muzaina, if you're ready, you can say the translation this time. Okay? My dear, you need to be ready for saying the translation. Right? We have very, very few minutes left. Okay, Muzaina. Just the translation. 5 and 6.
Okay. Guide us to the straight path, you alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help.
Yes, it would be better if we say, you alone we ask for help. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. right? And then ihdina siratul mustaqim. You only we ask, we worship, and you only we ask for help and guide us to the straight path. MashaAllah. Good job. The very last verse. Let's see who is ready for the very last verse now. Okay, Mustafa. Mustafa Faisal.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you bestowed on those not those who earned your anger, on those who say.
On those who went astray. Very good. Very good, Mustafa. Good job. MashaAllah. All of the participants, all of you who have said the translation, excellent job. Such a wonderful voice. I had the chance to hear all of you. Not all of you, but I know there are some students who I can see their raised hand in their cameras as well. But I do apologize. Inshallah, next time, maybe you can get a chance and you would be participating in saying the translation. Remember, be prompt in saying, in taking the mic and saying the translation very quickly.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, now we are finished with our session. That's going to lead to our next session. And our next session, Alhamdulillah, is about religion.
Yay.
Seems like somebody is talking. Alhamdulillah. First of all, we need to congratulate ourselves that we have finished our surah with translation and we have done a marvelous job in doing that. Alhamdulillah. Give a tap at your back. I know all of you have done a very, very good job and all of you had worked really, really hard in memorizing the translation. And whenever you pray, you need to continue remembering the translation as well. Being a Muslim, we all pray, right? And when we talk about religion, is this something new for all of us? For some it might be, but for some it's not. What's basically a religion? Okay, when we talk about religion, what is it basically? When we are thinking in terms of religion, religion is a set of beliefs, a system of faith and worship. When we say a set of beliefs, who we are talking about? What is our belief? Okay, our belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. And there is no one being associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And when we talk about religion, what is our religion? Our religion is Islam. Alhamdulillah. I want all of you to say Alhamdulillah to yourself. Alhamdulillah that we are born with the religion Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Muslim parents. Alhamdulillah. The word Islam is an Arabic word. Okay? And the word comes from word Salama. Islam means to obey Allah Almighty and follow His commands. And when we pray, what are we doing? We are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. When we were reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, what we were doing? We were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We were asking Allah's help, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in every step of our life. Alhamdulillah. Being Muslim, we are taught that there is no one being associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And above all, when we learn about Islam, we know that if we obey Allah and do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us and follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will have peace in our life, right? This is why Islam is also known as the religion of peace, alhamdulillah. This is the religion that whoever enters this religion gets into peace, into tranquility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with such a wonderful religion. How do we come to know about Islam then? When it means peace, how do we come to know about Islam? We came to know about Islam from the messengers, from the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in the world to guide human beings. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave them some books. Like, we have the last book, and that book is known as Quran. Quran is the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Surah Al-Fatiha that we were reciting a moment ago is also from Quran. It's the very first surah of the Quran. And when we talk about Islam, who is a Muslim is also something important that we need to know. A person who follows Islam is known as a Muslim. A Muslim is the one who worships Allah, knowing that Allah is only one. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us peace and happiness when we have strong belief in ourselves. And you know what? A Muslim will always try to be good. A Muslim always speaks truth. A Muslim never lies. A Muslim helps others. A Muslim cares for older people and the needy. A Muslim does not like bad things. A Muslim listens to the parents and cares for them. And Muslim does as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands to do. So we are all Muslims. Do we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do? Yes, we do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. Alhamdulillah. So I want all of you to write yes or no. Do you follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do, ask all of us to do? Yes, we all follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do. Alhamdulillah. And being a Muslim, what is the purpose of a Muslim's life? We need to know what is the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely did not create mankind to just to live whatever way they want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind to worship Him. And Islam, the guidelines of the Islam help human being to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our daily lives, do we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes or no? Please, yes? Yes, we do obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam teaches that it is through the doing of good deeds and seeking the pleasure of Allah, Muslim will be allowed to enter Jannah, insha'Allah. Islam is the complete religion. Islam is the comprehensive religion that which combines the rights of Allah and the rights of people and also explains the matters of this world and also the matters of the hereafter. When we say the matter of hereafter, meaning we will be given the rewards of our good deeds in hereafter, inshallah. Let's say if we are doing something as a Muslim, we will be rewarded for that. For example, if you are Muslim and you are helping your parents in cleaning the house, doing chores, you will be rewarded. For as a person who has no religion, or a person who has something that's besides Islam, maybe a non-Muslim, he or she will not be rewarded if they help at home. They are not going to earn the good deed as a Muslim do, as a Muslim child does. Similarly, if you are spending time in class right now, okay, so 1 hour and 15 minutes that you spend time in class, that is going to be written as a good deed for you. This is going to be a deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you. Why? Because our intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this time. So no matter what you do, if you are doing it keeping in mind the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed that Lord, that Creator Almighty is going to be rewarding that. Whether we are helping our parents or whether we are doing any school studies. For example, just an example, if somebody is learning English, they might be learning so that they can understand the English translation of the Quran. That is the reason they are learning English. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward that person, even though that person might be learning the grammar rules, that person might be learning the speech rules, but that person is going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Muslim is rewarded for his good deeds. So next time when you help your parents, keep in mind, I am a Muslim and I will be rewarded by Allah. I will be rewarded by the Creator, inshallah. So do not hesitate to help anyone in your family, whether it's your sibling, whether it's your parent, or whether it's your grandmother or grandfather, or whether it's your neighbors, do go ahead and help them with whatever help they need. And think in head that Allah is the one who is the giver of the deed. Inshallah. Isn't that wonderful? How many of you feel privileged, or how many of you feel excited that yes, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim, type 1? So that I know that how many of you feel, or how many of you were on track. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I can see many of you were listening closely, which is a very good etiquette of learning. That when you were asked about something and you responded in timely manner. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So this is the end of the session about our religion. We are moving towards our next session that is going to be a Ramadan activity, inshallah. I'm going to be leaving the mic for your teacher. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasirli amri. وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear kids, how are you all? I hope everyone is enjoying good health. Okay, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. Alhamdulillah, we have our Ramadan activity today. And inshallah, in this session, we will learn something special. In the last session, I was listening. It was so beautiful. We were talking about good deeds. Month is approaching, which will help us in doing good deeds. we will get lots of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. You know what month is it? Can someone tell me? Anyone of you can tell me? It's April? No. In Hijri calendar, which month is it? It's the month of fasting. Very good. It's the month of Ramadan. Yes, we are in Shaban. And soon we will approach the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, if we will do lots of good deeds, then we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, many, many times. Lots of times, inshallah. As much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So let's begin our lesson. Let's see what is Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Hijri calendar. Remember, in the last lesson, we have learned about the Hijri calendar. In the Hijri calendar, the ninth month is called as Ramadan. You can see on the screen, Ramadan is encircled in the green circle. You can see it's the month of Ramadan coming after, right after Shaban. Inshallah, after getting the month of Ramadan, what we have to do and why this month is so special, let's see. This month is full of blessing. This is the best month in Islamic calendar. Why? Because it is the month of fasting and it is also the month of Quran. What is fasting? Can any of you tell me? What is fasting? Who knows? Fasting means we do not eat all the day and do not drink from almost Fajr till Maghrib. In the morning, like very early in the morning before Fajr, we are eating a meal which is called as Suhoor. And at the time of opening the fast, like at the time of sunset, we are eating the food which is called as iftar. So fasting is a very good ibadah which makes us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so pleased. So this is month. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Okay, the next thing is about Ramadan is the month of Quran. Why it is the month of Quran? Because in this month, for the very first time, Quran was revealed on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. On that month, the Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel, came with the verses for the first time to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, Quran come in this month. Very good. You will fast. Very good. Inshallah, we all have to make a checklist for us what we have to do. First, we are understanding that why this month is so special. Now, let's go towards the next slide. Ramadan is the month of Ibadah and Ramadan is the month of mercy. Why it is the month of Ibadah? We are doing a lot of prayer. We are doing a lot of dua. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us so that we can do lots of good deeds. And Ramadan is the month of giving zakat, money to the poor needy people. It's the month of helping others. It's the month of show yourself to be kind. It's a month in which we can care a lot more to others. It's a month of mercy. If we will do mercy with others, we will be able to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, we must have to be very patient. What we have to do, we must have to be very patient. We have to show the sacrifice. We will not be very angry. We will not lose our temper. We will always use the kind words and behave nicely. We will always refrain ourselves from the bad behavior. Okay? So many things we have discussed today, that Ramadan is the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of sacrifice. It's the month of giving. It's the month of helping others. It's the month of sacrifice. Now let's see what is our duty. Okay? First, we have understand the importance. Now it's the turn to understand our duty. First, we will all try to do the fasting. I know you're not have that much age, like big age. You can do all day fasting. That's okay because the day are very long. So you can try fasting. If you can do it all the day, then it's okay. If not, then you can do it by the part of the day, like for some time. Just try to do it, okay? First goal is to do the fasting. Second goal is to do a lots of ibadah, do a lots of prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third is to be kind with all others, use nice words, show the best manners, be kind-hearted. You will not lose your temper. You will the best helper with your mommy and doing all the works, inshallah. So this is our checklist we must have to do when we approach to Ramadan, inshallah. When Ramadan will come, definitely we will also welcome by greeting each other. What we can say is Ramadan Mubarak. What we can say is Ramadan Mubarak, or we can say Happy Ramadan. We must have to greet other. Now the last thing I'm going to mention is about, yes, we can say Ramadan Kareem as well. Very good. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan greetings to each other. Okay. The last thing I want to mention is about the moon sightening. Who likes to see the moon? I really like to see the moon. The very first moon of Ramadan. Okay. What we can do is to make a binocular for sightening the Ramadan moon. It's very easy. You can see in the picture. You can take two circular elongated things, maybe an empty box of chips or anything you have at your home. You can color it or you can cover with a paper. You can paint with a glitter, anything you like. You can tie with a thread. You can also take help from your mama to make a binocular like that. It will be really helpful. It will be your pre-preparation for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Okay, so let's make a niya. Let's revise again our checklist. What we have to do, we will try our fasting. We will read a lot of Quran. We will do a lot of ibadah. We will be show our best behavior to others. We will make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the activity, we will make a beautiful binocular for sightening the Ramadan moon. Okay? Inshallah. Is everyone okay? Get all the points I mentioned? Can you type the number one for me? Is everything all clear for everyone? Okay, inshallah, inshallah. We will discuss all these things one by one in our upcoming Ramadan activities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Yes, taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us taqwa when we try to do fasting. I know you're all so intelligent, mashallah. You're all listening very carefully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a lot of barakah in our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the best listeners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all so that we can do this beautiful binocular for sightening the Ramadan moon, inshallah. Okay, so now it's turn for our next session. I'm leaving the mic. Are you ready for your next session, inshallah? We are going to learn some manners of a Muslim. Are you ready for that? So I'm going to leave the mic. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni 'ilma. How is everyone today? How are you all feeling? Alhamdulillah. So are you excited for our next session? Yes, let's get started. So in this session, We will be talking about the manners of a Muslim. Manners are really important for a Muslim, right? Yes. So let's review what manners are. Last class we learned that manners are a way of doing something or a way of behavior or etiquette. So it's like the way you act. And the issue of doing good manners is very, very important in Islam. So today's manner is honesty. Today we'll be learning about honesty. But what is honesty? Honesty is when you speak the truth and you act truthfully. So you have to act truthfully and you have to speak the truth. And many people think that, oh, honesty just means not telling a lie. Yes, that is part of being honest. But being honest and honesty are much more than just not lying. You have to be honest in your actions and in your words. Can we make that a goal for ourselves? That we will all be honest in the future. And in simple words, an honest person doesn't do anything that is morally wrong. They always do the right thing. And you know, honesty sparkles. When you're honest, people are happy with you. So, an honest person keeps his or her word. So when an honest person says something, they don't lie. And when they take a promise, they don't break that promise. An honest person doesn't hurt anyone. And an honest person is not selfish. That means an honest person cares about everyone around them. An honest person doesn't hide the reality. They don't hide the truth. They always speak the truth. Did you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was honest. And we want to be like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should all try to always be honest. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet was honest in his dealings and with everyone around him. He never lied and he did not cheat anyone. And when he was a businessman, a trader, he was always honest in his dealings with others. And he didn't cheat anyone out of their money. He always paid people their fair share. And now there's a hadith where Abu Bakr reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "You must be truthful, for it is alongside righteousness, and they are both in paradise. Beware of falsehood, for it is alongside wickedness, and they are both in hellfire." Now, we all want to go to paradise, right? So inshallah, to go to paradise, we should be truthful and honest. Now I have a few scenarios for you. So I'm going to say the scenario, and you all have to help me and tell me if the scenario shows honest behavior or dishonest behavior. Can we do that? Think we can. So let's see the first scenario. The first scenario is that your friend forgets to do their homework. Oh no. And they ask to copy yours. If you let them copy your homework, is that showing honest behavior or dishonest behavior? I see a lot of people think dishonest. Yes, the answer is dishonest. If you let your friend copy your homework, you're being dishonest. But the next one is, so in this scenario, you buy 3 candy bars, but the cashier only charges you for 2 of them. You notice right away and you ask to correct the bill. So you realize that the cashier didn't charge you for the 3 candy bars. So you go back and tell them that, oh, I forgot to pay for this. But see what it is? It's honest behavior, yes. If you go back and tell the cashier that they didn't charge you the correct amount, that's being honest. So now in this scenario, you promised your parents that you're going to clean your room. But instead, you sneakily go and you watch TV. Is that being honest or dishonest? That's being dishonest. If you tell your parents that you're going to do something and you don't do it, then that's being dishonest. Oh, look, let's look at this scenario. You find a $20 bill in the hallway at your school and you put it inside your pocket. Now you really, really want that $20 bill. So you stuff it inside your pocket. Is that being honest or dishonest? I see a lot of people writing dishonest. Yes, that's being dishonest. That money isn't yours. If you find money, you should give it to an adult and they can see who it belongs to. Now we have our final 2 scenarios. So you take a chocolate ice cream from the freezer and eat it. And when your parent asks you, did you eat that chocolate ice cream? You admit that yes, you ate the ice cream. Is that being honest or dishonest? I see a lot of people saying honest. Yes, it's honest. You're being honest because you know that you ate the chocolate ice cream and you don't lie. Now, final scenario. You are asked to do your homework online. Your parents tell you to do your homework. And later, when your parent comes into the room, you quickly close the game and open your homework. Is that being dishonest or honest? If your parent tells you to do your homework and instead you play your game and right as they come in, you open your homework up. Yes, that's being dishonest. Because your parents think that you're doing your homework. You're actually not doing your homework. And we need to remember that if we think that nobody is watching us, that's not true. Because who's always watching us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. So we need to always always be honest. So I have an interesting short story for you about honesty. So in this story, we have Mahmoud and we have Rizwan. So let's see who is being honest. So Mahmoud and his brother Rizwan study at the same school. But Rizwan, he was having some problems with his friends. And one day, he had a fight with them. Mahmoud tried to stop his brother from fighting, but he couldn't do much. No one listened to him. The fight only stopped when the teacher came up. She was very, very angry at the boys for fighting. And when she asked Mahmoud who was at fault, he was honest and he told her the truth. He told her that it was Rizwan's fault, that Rizwan started the fight. Now Rizwan was very, very angry at his brother. He could not believe that his own brother got him into trouble. That it was thanks to his own brother that he was being punished. Rizwan got very angry at Mahmoud and did not talk to him. At the end of the day, when the boys went home, Rizwan complained about Mahmoud to his mother. She scolded Rizwan for having first fought with his friends. And she scolded him again and told him that he had been wrong in being angry with Mahmoud. She told him that Mahmoud was right and he had only done what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. She explained to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always wants us to be honest and that we should never lie to protect a friend or a relative. We should always be on the side of the right. She asked Rizwan to say sorry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to also say sorry to Mahmoud and his friends. Now who was being honest? Was Mahmoud being honest or was Rizwan being honest? Yes, Mahmoud was being honest. He was honest and he told the teacher that it was Rizwan who started the fight. So we should all try and be like Mahmoud and always tell the truth. So alhamdulillah, we are done with this session. And we learned what honesty is, and we looked at some examples of being honest. So inshallah, I want all of you to try and be honest in everything you do. We should make being honest our goal. Can we all do that? Can all of us make it our goal to be honest? I think we can. So alhamdulillah, we are done today's class. And I think all of you really enjoyed this class. We had a very fruitful session. And all of our knowledge increased a lot. You finish Surah Fatiha. You learned about the month of Ramadan. You learned about our religion and about honesty. So now we have some homework. Can you all do this homework? Your homework is to write three situations of when you were honest. I think you guys can give some examples right now in the chat box of three times of when you were honest. Jasmine, she wrote an example of if your sister is breaking a vase, you have to be honest and tell your parents that it was your sister rather than lying. Yes. So, alhamdulillah, we are done this session. Thank you to all of you for being really respectful and kind and nice. And since you are so great, there's so many stars for you. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan kathira, Sister Amina. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my friends. It was such a wonderful story, and especially I really, really liked the manners thing. Alhamdulillah, those of us who were honest, those of us who utilized this time being in our class, and alhamdulillah, listening all the time, you know what? Even though we cannot see each other, but I can see some of the cameras on. But if the cameras are not on, even though if we are just listening to the voices, we are being honest by sitting at one spot and listening closely to what the teacher is saying. Alhamdulillah. So even we are not thinking in our head what we are doing, but we are being honest. Alhamdulillah. So next time when we sit for our class, when we are getting prepared for our class, we need to think that this is something that I need to practice, and that is honesty, inshallah. So what I would like you to do, as Sister Amina has given you the homework, that you need to share three examples of being honest, of practicing honesty. Write it down, and inshallah, maybe next class or maybe as a homework, we will send you an email and you can let us know that how you practiced honesty in those situations. Inshallah. I appreciate your active participation, your awesome participation, and your cooperation today. Have fun for the rest of the day, and those of you who have evening, have fun and share the honesty story, the story of Mahmoud and Rizwan. Go ahead and share that story with your family members, with your friends, with your relatives, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us being honest in our daily life as well, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone safe and shower His blessings. So my friends, remember me in your du'as, and I will remember you in my du'as. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. All praise and thanks to Allah the Alone, the Almighty, all merciful, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and allow us to practice all the things that we have learned today. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Thank you Allah for the blessing. Thank you Allah for everything. Thank you Allah for all creation. Thank you Allah for the revelation. Thank you Allah for listening. Praises by all of the Thank you, Allah, for the world doing. Everything you create is superfluous. I thank you, Allah, by saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I thank you, Allah, by saying,
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.